Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Let's start with the broadsheets. The Irish Independent this morning, two main stories dominate there. A number of reports to be published, to be sent to Cabinet for sign-off in relation to the controversy surrounding RTE that's beset the broadcaster for, must be almost a year thereabouts at this stage. Main headline there, another €654,000 was spent from the RTE barter account. The infamous RTE barter account had €654,000 sloshing around in that nobody knew about. An investigation into RTE found the slush fund that came to light in the Ryan Tubridy payment scandal had a six-figure sum that was never included in the annual report. Three reports in total on the state broadcaster will be signed off by the Cabinet a little bit later today. Main picture in the front of the Irish Independent and the headline to go with it. Like the Wild West, Gardaí probe if a man was set up by associates when car rammed and he was shot dead. It's suspected that the killing of the young man in Drimna, Dublin, in the early hours of yesterday was planned with links to the drugs trade. Joshua Itzili was shot dead in Knocknery Road. Around 15 shots were fired at the 20-year-old. Detectives are investigating if he was set up by his own associates. Having a look at some of the inner pages of The Independent. Persistent and well-organised lobbying by airlines has been blamed for the situation where households and motorists in this country are hit hard by carbon taxes, but people flying off on holiday to Spain or Australia escaped the tax. I would expect that that's probably a tax we'll see coming down the tracks a little bit sooner than any of us have predicted in the coming months and perhaps in the next year thereabouts. Interesting international story. It's almost farcical, were it not so serious. Russian President Vladimir Putin shot dead a deer on a hunting trip, cut out its heart and offered it to Silvio Berlusconi, a political ally of the late Italian Prime Minister, claims. Mr. Berlusconi, who died last year, was so shocked by the incident that he stepped behind a tree and vomited, according to the account of that particular story. And if we go in to the inner pages of The Independent on page 6 is a piece, an extensive piece carried out by Ralph Regal. Only four counties have not suffered a road fatality so far this year. Just four counties have avoided a fatal road traffic collision. The revelation came as Gardaí confirmed that 70 people have died on Irish roads to date in 2024, almost a third higher than the death toll for the same period last year. And if we just look at some of those figures, if we look at Longford, for example, in 2020, there was two deaths, 2023, two, and so far in 2024, zero. And then when you contrast that to Meath in 2020, there was seven, 2023, seven, and in 2024, there were two. And finally, if we look at Dublin, 2020, 13, 23, 15, and this year we have seven. A new vaccine could be effective against coronavirus that has not yet emerged, with the hopes it could be used to battle future pandemics. Research has suggested that's by scientists at the University of Cambridge, who carried out extensive tests and research into possible vaccines against coronaviruses, which have yet to be coming into the system. Murder and suspected ambush by rival gang investigated. Gardaí investigating the murder of a 20-year-old man in a gangland attack in Dublin. Believe several men were at the scene and that a large number of shots were discharged from heavy calibre guns. Israel targets Rafah as Hamas accepts ceasefire plan. Hamas has said it has broadly accepted a proposal to free dozens of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a temporary ceasefire in its seven-month war with Israel in Gaza. It's going to be interesting to see how this develops over the next day or so when you consider that, I suppose, Benjamin Netanyahu's bluff is being called by Gaza, that they capitulated in relation to a ceasefire. Many expected that they wouldn't. It would have suited Netanyahu if they didn't, because it would give him that leverage to continue his war in Gaza. The interesting reaction now will be coming from the United States. Where will Joe Biden stand on this? Will he try and twist the arm of Netanyahu to broadly bring about an extensive and prolonged ceasefire? I know those negotiations will continue later today, so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out over the next day or so. The inside of the Irish Times. Defence Forces representatives are refusing to cooperate with an external oversight body set up to transform military culture in the aftermath of the Women of Honour allegations. The Representative Association of Commissioned Officers, or RACO, which represents the military officers' ranks, has said it will not engage with the external oversight body Defence Forces due to what it says is a lack of independence. And again, many of the pages inside the Irish Times are dealing with international news in relation to what is happening in Gaza. Staying with the Times, key children's hospital posts have not yet been filled. A raft of senior positions in Children's Health Ireland remain unfilled or occupied temporarily just a year before the planned opening of the new National Children's Hospital. The gaps in CHI senior management have arisen as it takes on the complex task of amalgamating the staff of the existing Children's Hospital into the new facility being built on the site of St James's Hospital in Dublin 8. Nearly 44,000 a year pick up hospital infections. 44,000 patients a year pick up an infection while in Irish hospitals, according to a report from the European Centre for Disease Control. On any given day, an estimated 7.5% of Irish patients will have a healthcare-associated infection, equivalent to 915 patients a day. That's the Irish Times looks. Go to the Examiner. And if we were to believe what politicians are telling the Examiner, it's looking like we'd probably have a general election sooner than anybody has thought. An appetite for an autumn election has not receded among government politicians despite the election of Simon Harris as Taoiseach. The majority of ministers, TDs and senators from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael favour a general election before Christmas, an Irish Examiner poll has revealed. We shall see how that goes. More than 1,900 apply to mother and baby scheme, staying with the Examiner. 1,900 complete applications have been received under the scheme set up to compensate survivors of mother and baby homes. Determinations for 600 of those are currently underway, according to the Children's Minister, Roderick O'Gorman. Again, RTE is pretty prominent in the Examiner in relation to those reports. And a headline there from Neil Michael, road death figures prompt calls for harsher punishments. With the number of road deaths on course to be the worst in more than a decade, a government-initiated review of the Road Safety Authority is timely. The RSA's stated mission is to save lives and prevent injuries by helping reduce the number and severity of collisions. But the trend is going in the wrong direction. The Department of Transport has said the review is a comprehensive examination to ensure the authority is fit for purpose. However, the RSA is not the only body to have a finger pointed at it in the scramble to figure out why road safety is in such a crisis. Looking at the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, again, that shooting in Dublin, teen and two men arrested in suspected gangland killing. TDs call the election before clocks go back. Again, in reference to that particular survey carried out by the Examiner. Gardaí fear right-wing threats to politician safety. I suppose this is probably a follow-on from yesterday's piece in the Irish Daily Mail where there was speculation. Well, it wasn't speculation, there was it was put, perhaps, that it may be in the Taoiseach's best interest if he was to move to a secure location in the Phoenix Park. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach said, under no circumstances, it wasn't going to happen. The Taoiseach was going to stay in his own community at his County Wicklow home. But from what we understand, we are going to see former Taoiseach getting armed protection and getting access to their state-driven cars, something which was, I think, knocked on the head in 2011 when Fine Gael were in government. That's more or less how the papers are looking. I just want to perhaps have a quick look at the Star. Wild West, as you'd expect, that's how that refers to that shooting in Dublin. Horrors, young man killed in shooting in Dublin. That's more or less how the papers look this morning.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.